It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. 16 Wisconsin counties are under a winter storm warning going into the busiest holiday travel day of the year.
Wisconsin's first blizzard of the season is expected to creep into the evening, with some portions of the state getting 2 feet of snow.
To get an update on the storm and how it could impact travel plans, we have Andrea Lopez-Lang, an associate professor in atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. Andrea, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me. It's really great to be here.
And Kevin Wagner is lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service, Milwaukee. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Good morning.
Kevin, paint us a picture. This is hitting northern Wisconsin the hardest. If you're waking up in, say, Superior or surrounding areas, what are we seeing there?
Yeah, we had a system that came through overnight, and it's producing quite a bit of snow up towards the lakeshore of Lake Superior. We're seeing a lot of reports anywhere from 8 inches up to a foot, even over a foot for some of those areas as you get closer to Ironwood and up towards the Upper Peninsula border. But even further inland, we're starting to see reports anywhere from half a foot, 6 inches, up to 9 inches in certain parts. So definitely producing quite a bit of snow up in the north woods this morning.
And Kevin, of course, a lot of people driving today and tomorrow morning all over the state. Even without the blizzard, there's some snow, there's some wind. What are travel conditions looking like?
Yeah, today's going to be very windy. We have wind advisory across pretty much the whole state of Wisconsin. And then, so you have the heavier snow up north, but even as you go a little bit further south, you have still light snow. Even just looking out the window here in southern Wisconsin, we have some light snow blowing around. But with these 40, 45, 50 mile per hour winds and the snow, it's going to create hazardous conditions, wet roads. Further north you get, you're going to get more accumulation of snow on those roads, creating slick conditions. So definitely if you're traveling, be prepared and hang tight into the wheel.
Andrea, a pretty big swing here. Some parts of northern Wisconsin had record warm temperatures on Monday, just 2 days ago, 54 degrees in the Superior area. I understand. What's behind this big swing in temperature?
Yeah, it's been a really active weather pattern. Here in the those of us who are researching these types of things, we look upstream. So we look, at what's driving some of the high impact weather that we experience. And typically when you see these, big swings in temperature, there's a really big pattern change happening. And so that's what we're seeing right now is we're going from what we had in early November to an active weather pattern here, and we'll continue in an active weather pattern heading into December.
Andrea, looking upstream there, I had read a couple days back that, hey, the weather's about to swing. It's going to get colder here and snowier here. And it's because of warming at the North Pole, driving the polar vortex. Do I have that right? And spell it out in better detail than I just did, please.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, we probably heard about the polar vortex in previous years. But really, from a research perspective, we think about the polar vortex as something that develops every winter as sort of the sun sets on the high latitudes, the polar regions of the Northern Hemisphere. It gets really cold in the Arctic. And this is especially true well above the ground. We're thinking like 30 kilometers, 15, 20 miles above the ground in the stratosphere. It gets really, really cold. And when that happens, we get this really big circulation across the high latitudes, the Arctic regions of the Northern Hemisphere. And, this big circulation, think of it as a spinning top sitting on the North Pole. If we nudge that top, it can wobble off the pole, and those wobbles can be associated with some high impact weather. And so we're feeling the impacts of one of those wobbles. So even though it's called a warming event, a sudden stratospheric warming event, really what that means is that we are wobbling the polar vortex. It's getting weaker. And so we see these wobbles, and where these, the direction of that little top wobbling around is where we're going to have some of our highest impact cold weather. And that's what we're feeling right now, is one of those wobbles is impacting us. There's also some chances for some cold in other places of the Northern Hemisphere.
And Kevin, people who live on the Great Lakes are no strangers to snow coming off of the lakes. What is going on with this system? Is it picking up most of this moisture off of Lake Superior there?
So it's actually a combination of two different things. So we had a low pressure system that worked slowly working its way across Wisconsin. Right now, it's working its way across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So that's pulling in a lot of moisture from the Gulf, kind of wrapping it around this system. But we're also getting northeasterly, northerly winds off Lake Superior. So it's actually combining with this system as well. So we're kind of getting a combination of a system-type snow with some lake enhancement snow off. So we're pulling in a little bit extra moisture, getting extra forcing, and that's why we're seeing these higher amounts right along the lakeshore up in northern Wisconsin on Lake Superior.
And speaking of Lake Superior, Andrea, we just had the anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald disaster. What is a weather system like this doing out on the lake itself for people who have to live through the gales of November actually out on the water?
Yeah, I think this is a really high impact event. And I think Kevin already mentioned that most of the state is under the wind advisories or wind warnings. And this is especially true over the lakes where there's nothing to impede the wind from blowing except for the lake itself. So we can probably expect some really high waves. And I think Kevin can probably speak to the fact that there's storm warnings, I believe, on some of the lakes right now.
Yeah, Kevin, what are we watching for?
Yeah, definitely. We're already seeing quite a bit of strong winds. I know on the Lake Michigan side of things, what buoy is out there, we are already seeing 10-foot waves on the South Lake buoy for Lake Michigan. But Lake Superior is also seeing a storm warning. So that's when we really see 47 knots or even greater winds over the lake. So we see that in Lake Superior right now, and also the first storm warning for Lake Michigan of the season as well. But yeah, we're seeing winds anywhere from up to 50 miles per hour, even higher, getting close to 55 miles per hour across both these lakes. So definitely some treacherous, strong winds over the lakes for not just today, but they're going to even continue into Thursday. Might not be as strong for Thursday, but still expecting gale force winds, which is 40 miles per hour or more.
We're talking about Wisconsin's first winter storm of the season on a big holiday travel day. Kevin Wagner is with us, lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. Andrea Lopez-Lang, associate professor in atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. We're, Andrea, no strangers to snow in November, but I've read that you were talking about that wobble of the polar vortex, that disruption. This is one of the earliest ones on record. What is the significance of that, Andrea?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it turns out that, like I said, every winter the polar vortex spins up and usually, you know, it gets disrupted here and there. But that typically doesn't happen until midwinter. And so this is happening pretty early in the season. There's been 1 year, it was 1968, when we actually had an event of this magnitude that happened before. So it's been a really long time since we've seen the polar vortex be disrupted as much as it is right now. We've had a couple of weaker but similar events in past years, and one of those years was 2000, and I think that was a pretty snowy December that followed in 2000, also 1996. So it's not out of the ordinary, but it doesn't happen very frequently. So these types of events are pretty, you know, hard to come by, but they do happen.
Now, Kevin, on a practical level, I'm looking at the weather.gov map here. We've got places with blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, some winter weather advisories. For people looking to travel, what kind of things, what kind of guidance are you giving from the National Weather Service on making that decision of when and whether to travel?
Definitely pay attention to the forecast. Keep an eye on wind conditions are going to kind of start to ramp down. So with today being one of the busiest travel days, you know, the snow's kind of started overnight. So kind of have to see how things are trending during the day. But right now, ongoing stuff up north along Lake Superior is definitely probably the worst conditions with those blizzard. So that's not only just accumulating snow, that's also wind-blown snow. So that just creates even more hazards. So even if you can plow the roads, the wind's going to even blow more on top of it. And as you get a little bit further south, you're still going to see those types of conditions, windy, but maybe not as much snow. And then even down in the winter weather advisories towards the central part of the state into the southern part of the state, the main concern with that is kind of the wind-blown roads and the snow blowing over the roads as well, just creating more dangerous conditions. So definitely pay attention to the forecast. See when things are going to start to wrap up. If you can look, if you understand radar, keep an eye on the radar when the snow is starting to move out, because we are expecting it to move out throughout the day today, but it's still going to be very windy. So definitely need to pay attention when you're driving.
Andrea, for that polar vortex wobble that's driving all of this, How predictable is that? Are we able to say, hey, we're looking days or weeks out, or is it more chaotic and random than that?
No, that's a interesting question. And that's really, if you can answer that question, you're onto something. But I think for most of the time, if you look at a forecast for 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, it's really not a useful forecast. You really can't do anything with that information. But every now and then, there's events that happen, whether it's in the atmosphere or the ocean, that sort of tug the atmosphere into a preferred pattern. And we're in one of those right now. So there's a couple of things happening. The polar vortex wobble is one of those, but there's a few other things happening too, La Nina conditions. And they nudge the atmosphere into preferred patterns. And right now, that preferred pattern is cold for us over the next couple weeks. So it's looking like we're going to head into December and continue to stay cold, at least for that first half of December. I think right now, some of the forecasts are already saying that that first week of December, especially for the state of Wisconsin, is going to be much below normal.
And Kevin, briefly, in our next few days, you mentioned this snow is moving past. What are you watching for, if anything, for precipitation in the state through the holiday weekend?
So we got this system that moves out. Tomorrow is just going to be a little bit breezy, but we got high pressure settling in. But then as we get into later Friday and into Saturday, we're looking at another storm system to track across the Midwest from the plains. Still a couple days out, and we still have some questions about the impacts from this system. But we are expecting some snow to possibly occur across. Right now, it's mainly looking maybe the southern half of the state to impact that area on Saturday. So we're definitely keeping an eye on that. But there are still quite a few factors that we're still keeping an eye on that could alter the amounts and the location of where the snow is. So the best thing we can do right now is keep an eye on the forecast and see how it evolves over the coming days. And if you're traveling on those days, be prepared to alter plans if needed.
Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
And Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Andrea Lopez-Lang with UW-Madison's Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, and Kevin Wagner with the National Weather Service, Milwaukee.